Stop letting mosquitoes control your outdoor plans. The breakthrough bug repeller from killthebugs.com creates an invisible 15-foot protection zone around you and your friends. Whether it's a family barbecue or a camping trip with friends, this bug repeller from killthebugs.com is a must, unless you love getting eaten alive by the buzzy flying creatures. Visit killthebugs.com and save 50% on your purchase of the number one mosquito and bug repeller in the United States today. Visit killthebugs.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, self-care, self-improvement, and pretty much everything in between. So just a little recap before we get into today's episode. This week, I really proved to myself how much I can get done and how much I'm capable of in a short amount of time. And it's definitely not something that I want to experience every week. I feel like this week I didn't have a proper balance. I didn't do the best with my daily habits, my routines, working out. I went to Pilates class like maybe once this week. If this week taught me anything, it's that when it comes down to it, I will get it done. Whatever needs to get done, she's gonna get done. Something else that I realized this week is although I can do what needs to be done, I still value having balance in my life and having a well-rounded lifestyle. So that's my lesson of the week. Anyways, other than that, I'm really excited for vacation. I will be gone for 2 weeks. First week, I will be in Mexico, and then the second week, I will be back home in California. So I'm really looking forward to the next 2 weeks, and then I'm already looking forward to coming back home and just getting back into a routine. I don't know if I'm the only one who feels this way, but as much as I love planning and preparing for a vacation and going on vacation, another thing that I really love is coming back from vacation and resetting and getting back into a routine and getting back on track. I already know what my day one plan is. I'm doing a Whole Foods run. We're taking a Pilates class. We're going to the coffee shop. And I'm just like looking forward to the next few weeks. But anyways, that's what's been going on around here. Lots of work getting done, but also a lots of leisure time that's about to happen. But in honor of spring being my favorite season, I wanted to do another spring-inspired episode. I know a few episodes ago, I shared ways I'm romanticizing my life this spring. This episode for me is giving very much YouTube vibes, circa like 2016, if you remember when the YouTube girlies would post about their monthly obsessions and things that they were currently loving. That's pretty much where I got the inspiration from today's episode. Today, we're talking about my spring obsessions from wellness routines, products. I have a lot of products that I've been using that I'm excited to share with you guys, and just things that I've been obsessing over so far during the spring season. So we have a little bit of everything. We have wellness, self-improvement, lifestyle, products, all the things. And whatever I talk about in today's episode, if I can, I'll be sure to link it down below. Just if you're interested in checking it out, trying it out, whatever the case may be. So that's what today's episode is going to be about. And I don't know, I'm kind of loving these vibes. I know that so many of us are nostalgic over 2016, whether it's 2016 music or makeup or just the time in our lives that we were in 2016. I know for me, I think I had just turned 21, if I'm not mistaken, and I was living in my own apartment all by myself, which is crazy to think about, but I remember I was living my best life in 2016. I loved going to concerts and makeup, and it was just a time, okay? And I know so many of us are reminiscent on those times, whether, like I said, it's makeup, music, our life, YouTube. And so I kind of want to bring a little bit of that back into my content in the podcast. And I'm really excited for today's episode. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Okay, the first category that I want to get into is wellness, since a lot of us are wellness girlies over here. And the first thing that I've been obsessing over, this actually wasn't planned because they actually are a sponsor for today's episode, but we'll get into that a little bit later. But it's the subscription company Care Of. I've talked about them before. Like I said, they've been sponsors of the podcast. If you haven't heard, which I doubt that you haven't, they curate personalized vitamins that are specifically for you and your needs. So how it works is you take a wellness quiz on their website, you share what your concerns are, your lifestyle, your needs. They do a very thorough, in-depth questionnaire. They personalize your own vitamin packet, and every month you get your 30-month supply, and I've been using them ever since. I love it because, one, it's personalized to me, so what I get in my personal vitamin packet is going to be completely different than yours, which I think is so important because not all of us have the same deficiencies or issues. We don't all live the same lifestyle. We don't all have the same factors that might be affecting us in certain ways, and we have different diets and things like that. So I love that they personalize it. And I also think it eliminates the thinking and the confusion and the overwhelm for the consumer. I know for me, especially on TikTok, I'm constantly seeing like different supplements and vitamins and things that are being shown to me. And I'm always being told like why you need this specific vitamin in your wellness routine. And it's very overwhelming when there's so much information out there and there's so many different products and vitamins that you don't know where to start, where to begin. And then on top of that, staying consistent with taking multiple vitamins all the time is also very difficult. Especially like if you were to look at my wellness drawer right now, I love my wellness drawer, but you would see a lot of different things that I have gathered over the last few months just because I felt, oh, I need this, I need that. And yes, there are amazing products in there, but what I really love about Care Of is that, again, it's personalized to me, so I know I'm getting exactly what I need, but I don't have to like think about it. I can just grab and go because they come, each of your vitamins for the day come in one packet, and you literally just grab your packet of the day and you can head out. Whenever I'm going to a Pilates class, I just grab and go, or if I'm running late in the morning, I just grab and go, or if I'm doing my morning routine, I literally just grab my packet. I don't even have to go through a bunch of bottles and different things and making sure I'm taking the right amount. And ever since I've been taking my vitamins consistently from Care Of, I've noticed a huge difference in my skin, my mood, my energy, my overall health and wellness, my sleep. So I truly feel like they've been working for me, and I wanted to use them for a while before I shared more about it. But I really have to say that I have been loving using Care Of, and also on a more aesthetic level, their packaging is really cute. On each packet, they have like their quote of a day or a fun fact or something to reflect on, which I think is a nice touch on mindfulness and things like that. So if you are someone who's like into wellness vitamins, you want to like get back into a wellness routine, but you're overwhelmed and you don't know where to start, you don't know what you need, I do recommend checking them out. Like I said, they actually are a sponsor for today's episode, but we'll talk about that in a moment and I'll share my code and everything if you guys are interested in trying them out. I did not mention this because they were being sponsors of the episode. This was honestly just a coincidence, but definitely one of my top wellness obsessions as of lately. Another wellness obsession that I've really been into, and this isn't a new one, but I finally like jumped on the bandwagon, and it's tongue scraping. So I'm sure, especially if you're like on wellness TikTok or anything like that, or you follow wellness people, you've heard of the concept of tongue scraping. And I honestly don't know why I didn't get on this sooner. But if you aren't familiar, tongue scraping basically removes bacteria and toxins from your tongue, and that can help improve your breath, your oral hygiene. A few weeks ago, I actually had the founder of Saren Matina, and she talked about tongue scraping and how that can help with your gut health as well. So there are so many benefits to tongue scraping, and it's so easy to add into your oral hygiene routine as is. It takes less than like a minute or two to add tongue scraping into your oral hygiene routine. I first ordered my tongue scraper, and when I started using my tongue scraper, my boyfriend was like, well, where's mine? And so he ended up ordering his tongue scraper right after me. And so we both have been like obsessed with tongue scraping as of lately. And I'm all about improving your hygiene in any way. And this is such an easy way to do it. So as far as new latest wellness obsessions, those are pretty much it. I do have other things that I've been obsessed with that I've already talked about before, but I'll just quickly reshare again. Sleepy Girl mocktails, we're still obsessed with those. I have one almost every single night. Same recipe. I do a packet of magnesium, tart cherry juice, and Olipop. We're still doing our journaling, having breakfast before coffee. Nothing really has changed in terms of my wellness habits and obsessions, except adding the tongue scraping and care of into my routine. So that's that on wellness. Now I want to get into routines that I've been obsessed with. So far, my routines have stayed the same for the most part. One little micro routine that I've been doing every time I have a Pilates class is I will do my Pilates class and right after do a Whole Foods run. And honestly, this simple act of just going to Whole Foods after Pilates makes me feel like that girl. And I'm so very lucky and thankful that my Pilates class is around the corner from a Whole Foods. So I have been taking like a later Pilates class. I'm, like I've mentioned before, I'm no longer a 5 a.m. girly because I don't need to be, and my body naturally wakes up around 7:30-ish. So we've been 7:30 a.m. girls, and I've been taking later workout classes. So usually right after my Pilates class, it's like lunchtime, I'm hungry. So I have loved just browsing around Whole Foods. Whole Foods is a vibe, okay? I love Whole Foods. I actually prefer Whole Foods over Trader Joe's. I know it's a debate right now, but I really prefer Whole Foods. It's bigger, they have a lot more stuff, and it's just my preference. I don't know. I really believe that like anything can be romanticized and anything can be like a self-care moment. It, for me, self-care, romanticizing my life could be as simple as choosing to do a Whole Foods run after Pilates and my cute little Pilates workout set and just like romanticizing a simple experience like that. And I've been doing that twice a week, and just doing that like puts me in the best mood. It's something that I look forward to. And this is just your reminder that you can romanticize any moment in your life. It doesn't matter how mundane it is. You can choose to look at it as like you're just going to the grocery store really quickly, or you could choose to look at it as your post Pilates grocery run. You know, like it only takes a little bit of effort to elevate your experience or a shift in your perspective to really romanticize the simplest act of running to the grocery store. So this has been a little micro habit routine that I've been loving, especially now that the weather is nicer, the sun is out, it's just such a vibe every single time. Another routine that I've been loving, I can't remember if I've talked about this on the podcast before. I'm pretty sure I have, but I know for sure I shared this on my Instagram stories. You guys know how I love to go on my daily walks. Well, now that I've been taking later workout classes that are more like in the late morning, early afternoon, I've been starting my days with a walk, and I found the perfect video to listen to while on my walk. It's a gratitude affirmation video by Lavender. If you guys know who Lavender is, I love her. I love her content. She seems like the sweetest person ever. She actually has a podcast as well. But if you haven't heard of Lavender, she creates a lot of self-improvement, self-love content, and she has the sweetest calming energy and soul. If you guys think I have calming, sweet energy, she's like on another level, okay? She has a bunch of affirmation videos on her YouTube channel, and one of her videos is an affirmation video on gratitude. So I've been adding this gratitude affirmation video to my morning walk, and I think it's the perfect way to start the day. You get a little bit of movement in, you get some sun, and you're also feeding your mind, your soul, something so positive, and it forces you to find gratitude for your day, and it puts me in the best mood. And the best part is this video is only like, I want to say 10 to 15 minutes long, so it's not too long, and I think it's pretty manageable for most people to do. And I just have been loving starting my day this way. And I will say this week, because we had a really busy week, and like I said, I wasn't on top of my routines and my habits like I normally am. I haven't practiced this week, and I really feel the difference. I noticed that when I do this routine consistently, I feel more positive throughout the day. I feel more grateful. I feel like when I go throughout my day, I find the blessing in everything versus having a more pessimistic outlook. And this has just been a really, really nice routine. And I like to call this little routine my gratitude morning walk. So best believe that we will continue this habit probably even while I'm on vacation. Obviously, when you're traveling or you're on vacation, the same routines that you have at home won't be exactly the same when you're out. But one of my intentions for when I am on vacation is to find time to do at least 1 to 2 habits that I know make me feel my best each day. And I think for me, the habits that I want to upkeep while I'm on vacation is journaling and then doing my gratitude morning walk. I feel like these are habits that I can easily manage even while on vacation. It doesn't take a lot of time, and thankfully I have the ability to be able to do that where I'll be. So those are my intentions for when I'm on vacation, to stick to my journaling and do my gratitude morning walk.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Okay, now I want to get into self-improvement and things that I've been obsessing over. I have a few things that I'm excited to talk about. The first thing that I've been obsessing over has been allowing myself to be seen more, especially in the context of being a content creator. So what I mean by this is, I've been doing a lot more chit chat type videos, especially on TikTok. I've been showing up on stories more, been more open, and still remaining my privacy and having boundaries. And what I will say, allowing myself to be seen more, is that all of these things that I've done have been received so well, whether it's my chit chat videos performing way better than other content, or when I show up on my stories, people responding and receiving me more, or just by opening up a little bit more about certain things, I have created more of a community. When it comes to allowing yourself to be seen, it might seem like an easy thing to do, and maybe for some people it is easy to be authentically themselves all the time and to not care what people think. But I think especially if you are in the social media space, the internet is a very scary place, okay? Although there are so many positives that come with the internet, so many beautiful connections that can be formed, there's also a lot of negativity in there. Judgment, mean people, unnecessary comments and opinions. So the more that you show up authentically as yourself, I feel like you open yourself up to criticism, to mean comments and things like that. So there's always been this fear of allowing myself to be fully seen, even though I've been doing content for a while now, and it's something that I'm comfortable doing. There are certain things that I've shied away from, whether it's, like I said, having more face-to-face content interactions where I'm like talking to the camera. I'm not fully comfortable doing that. I'm used to just recording myself doing whatever I'm doing and then adding music on or doing a little voiceover. But that face-to-face interaction, there's something so vulnerable about it. And until you try and do it yourself, please don't tell me anything, okay? My boyfriend actually had this realization as well. He started creating similar content where it's like face to face. And he even said that he never realized how intimidating and how difficult it is to look at a camera and talk and sound natural. And there is a lot of vulnerability when it comes to that. So I really have been embracing allowing myself to be seen more, despite whatever negativity might be out there. And it's been refreshing because, like I said, it's been received well. People have been engaging with it more. And the more that you do something, the more comfortable you get with it. So allowing myself to be seen more and to be unapologetically myself has been something that I've been obsessed with as of lately, and it's something that I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. So if you've been enjoying that content from me, then you can be rest assured that I will be coming out with more of it. And the reason why I have this under self-improvement is because I had to do some internal work in order to be able to do this. I had to really get clear on what fears do I have around allowing myself to be seen. Why am I afraid of having attention on me? And I really had to get clear on that, reflect, and really understand what my fears and self-doubt really is and where it comes from. And once I was able to identify what that was, I could take the necessary steps that I needed to overcome it and push myself to do something even though it might feel scary. Now, the next thing that I've been obsessed over as of recently is this free personal branding template by my girl Imogen from Bizu Creative. I actually did a podcast interview with her a few weeks ago where we talked about all things personal branding, how to build a community, all the good things that my fellow content creators, business owners, entrepreneurs need to listen to. Well, she recently came out with a free Notion template on personal branding, and I was diving into it recently this week. I shared on my Instagram stories that I was like working on it, and it's been so helpful in helping me get clear on what I want my personal branding to be, my pivot with my content and everything. So if you're someone who's been wanting to work on their personal brand in any way, shape, or form, it doesn't matter who you are, you need this template. I think it's a great start to getting clear, and it's a great resource, and it's completely free as well. Did I mention that? It's free. So I thank you, Imogen, for creating this. It's been so helpful for me, and I just know like this is what I needed to get the ball rolling in terms of making these changes. And she just provides a lot of amazing questions that really help you get clear on what you want, resources, and everything. So I'll link that in the show notes as well. Okay, the next thing that I've been obsessed with lately is the Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins. I'm sure you've heard about this on TikTok and all around social media. I think it blew up like a few months ago at the beginning of the year. And I recently listened, finally. I feel like I'm super late to all the trends and the things that are becoming popular. Like I hop on like much later. I recently listened to her podcast interview where she first talked about the Let Them Theory. And I think this is genius, and it's something that I needed to hear and I needed help with myself. So essentially, I'll be sure to link like the podcast episode down below because she does a much better job at explaining it in much greater detail. But essentially, the Let Them Theory is about instead of getting upset at other people's actions or trying to control their behavior, you just let them do what they're going to do and you don't take it personally. So some examples that she gives is if your friends leave you out of plans, instead of getting upset with them, just let them, basically. So it's basically this idea of letting people do what they're going to do because they're going to do it regardless, and don't get worked up over their actions and their behaviors. And the way that I personally have interpreted this theory is that if I was in a situation where a group of my girlfriends who were all friends have a dinner and they don't invite me, instead of getting upset with them, I'm just going to move accordingly, which might look like distancing myself from them or not having them in my life anymore, because why do I want friends who exclude me? That is my personal interpretation of it, because initially when I heard this theory, I feel like it's very easy to just think that you should let people do what they're going to do and just deal with it, just put up with it. But I don't think that's what Mel Robbins is saying. It's not about putting up with people's bad behavior or just dealing with mistreatment from others. It's about letting people do what they're going to do because people are going to do what they want to do and we can't control them. And instead of getting all upset about their actions and their decisions, focus on controlling your actions and your decisions and how you are going to respond to a situation. Another example, let's say you have a partner who you're very insecure about and you're very controlling, you're very obsessive, you're constantly checking their phone, you want to know what they're doing at all times, where they're at, who they're with, and you are just obsessed with them not cheating on you. At the end of the day, if someone is going to cheat on you, they're going to cheat on you. It doesn't matter how much you try to control their actions, their behavior, their time, what they're doing. If someone wants to cheat, they're going to cheat. So instead of wasting so much time and energy trying to control someone from not cheating on you, let them. If someone cheats on you, let them cheat on you. Don't just put up with it. Don't just deal with it. But the only thing you can control if someone cheats on you is how you respond to them cheating on you. You can choose to end that relationship. You can choose to move on. You can choose to block them. You can choose to never speak to them again. That is essentially what I believe my interpretation is of the let them theory. Let people do what they are going to do. Stop trying to control the outcome. Stop trying to control other people's actions and behaviors, because that only adds more stress and anxiety to our lives, and we get worked up over things that we can't control. And instead, shift your focus on what you can control, which is yourself, your actions, your behavior, and how you respond to situations. And honestly, ever since hearing about this and really integrating it into my life, I have found myself using this theory, you know, with little things and with big things. I've found myself kind of getting myself worked up over certain things and then finding myself just saying, let them. If they don't want to do this, let them. If they don't want to participate in this, let them. It's none of my business. It's not my problem. And it has been the most freeing feeling ever. And this is coming from someone who really struggles to let go of control and who wants to control certain situations and outcomes. It's been so helpful, so freeing, and I think it relieves us from so much unnecessary stress and anxiety and overwhelm. So if you're someone like that, get into the let them theory, and it'll save you so much time and energy and stress, and it'll put that energy and focus back into yourself where it should be. So that's been something that I've really been into as of lately, the let them theory by Mel Robbins. And you can find more information on the podcast episode that she did about this on TikTok and everything if you want. So another thing that I've been obsessed over in terms of self-improvement has been trying new personal growth methods. So this week I actually had a session with a woman named Stephanie. She is a subconscious rewiring coach, a hypnotherapist, a breathwork facilitator, and she's also the co-founder of the Rapid Rewire Method, which is the new practice that I did this week. And I'm actually going to have her on the podcast in a few weeks, which I'm really excited for. So we're going to talk about our beliefs, how they affect us and everything. So we had a session where we did the Rapid Rewire Method, and essentially it's effective psycho-emotional and spiritual processes that access and transform blocks and emotional charges at the root. And when you do the Rapid Rewire Method, you basically rewire your subconscious beliefs to align with what you want personally. You can release self-sabotaging patterns. You can clear issues that you've been holding on to. You can work through emotional loops that cause doubt, stress, overwhelm, resentment, any emotional blocks that you've been facing. When with this method, when you begin clearing out those blocks, whether they're mentally, emotionally, you can then begin to cultivate confidence and self-worth, really be able to step into the version of yourself that you want to be, live the life that you want to live. And like I said, we had a session this week, and oh my goodness, ever since that session, I truly, truly, truly just feel like I have stepped into a new version of myself. For a while, I felt like I kept hitting certain blocks and like a wall that just wouldn't break down. I kept experiencing certain self-doubt, certain beliefs that just would not go away, no matter how many times I journaled, no matter how many times I worked through it. It felt like it just would not go away. And in my session, I feel like I really got to the root cause, the root identity of what my issue was. And we rewired it during that session. And ever since then, I've just felt so empowered. I felt so like I broke through that wall finally. And I feel like I've entered a new era where those emotional blocks, those limiting beliefs are no longer there, and it feels so good. So like I said, I'm actually going to have her on the podcast where we are going to talk a little bit more about your limiting beliefs and how to work through the subconscious mind and everything like that. So that I'm so excited for, especially because I've had one-on-one personal experience with her rapid rewire method. I can tell you firsthand the wonders that it's done on me, and I'm sure as time goes on, I will see more of an impact on our session that we had together. So that's been something that I've been loving, and I definitely want to do another session because she did say that there were other things that I had to work through that we didn't get a chance to work through in our first session, because each session is specific to one area, one topic, and like really focusing on rewiring that one issue. So, you know, the next session will be a different topic, a different issue. So that's been something that I have been loving and I'm excited to do again.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
So the next thing that I want to get into for my spring obsessions are more lifestyle / products. So like I said, I've been doing a lot more shopping as of lately, and there are a few products that I have loved and I feel, okay, this is worth the money. This is worth the hype or whatever the case is. And everything that I'm sharing with you guys, it's something that I paid with my own money. A brand did not gift it to me. I'm not being sponsored to share it by any means. This is genuinely what I've spent my money on, and I will be repurchasing. And if you're anything like me, if you love skincare, beauty, things like that, you're gonna love these things too. So I have just a few things before we wrap up today's episode. But the first product that I am actually obsessed with is the Way body wash and scrub and body butter. So it's actually three products. I'm lying, you guys. It's three products, but it's all from the same brand and the same line. It's the Way body wash, body scrub, and body butter, and it's the St. Barth's scent. If you guys have smelled this, then you know. It smells like a rich vacation, okay? Not only does the name sound rich, like St. Barth's is a very luxury vacation spot, the smell is everything. Okay, first of all, the products really work. I love the body wash. I love the body scrub. I use it especially during my Sunday everything shower. My skin feels so smooth after using the scrub. And the body butter is thick and creamy, moisturizing, and also leaves my skin buttery, soft, smooth. So the products in itself work really, really well, but the smell is what I love. It smells like a rich vacation. It smells like summer. I'm taking it with me on vacation because how can I not? It is just everything. And if you haven't smelled it yet, go to Ulta, go to Sephora. They have them at both, and just take a sniff, okay? Take a sniff for me and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The only thing that would make this better is if they Way, if you're listening, people that work at Way team, Way corporate, if you're listening to me, the only thing that would make this better is if you came out with a perfume with the St. Barth's smell. Okay, we have all the other ones, but we need a St. Barth's one because this smells stunning. It would be like the perfect vacation scent or just like a summer spring scent. It smells very clean, very fresh, but there's a little bit of sweetness in it, but it's not too sweet, like a vanilla-y type of scent. I don't know what it is. I need to check what the notes are in terms of smell, but it smells so good. Okay, so that's one thing that I've been obsessed over. Every time I use it, I'm like, Oh my God. Like I just can't. I love it so much. So the next product that I've been loving is the Vacation perfume by the brand Vacation. They are known as the world's best smelling sunscreen. And I recently picked up their perfume as well as their sunscreen body oil. And I have to say, it's giving. And this is also a really good summer vacation scent as well. So the top notes are coconut water, coconut milk. Heart notes are bergamot, solar musk, banana, pineapple. And the base notes are pool water, sea salt, just to name a few. And this smells like a summer day, like a day spent out by the pool on the beach. It's fresh, it's clean, it's summery. I don't know how better to explain it. I recently got this because I needed a perfume to take with me on vacation and I didn't really have a good summer scent. I have a lot of vanillas, fall type scents. So I ended up getting this one. It smells so good. And I also got their Vacation Body Oil with SPF 30. And it's the Vacation Chardonnay Oil. This is a lightweight SPF 30 sunscreen oil. And it's made from Chardonnay grapeseed oil. So it leaves a beautiful shine. And it also hydrates and protects your skin because it has the SPF. And this also smells good. And I feel like this combined with the Vacation perfume is just chef's kiss, perfect combination. And this has, like I said, the Chardonnay grape seed oil, which gives you that non-greasy shine in oil, which is perfect for tanning as well. It also has marula and passion fruit seed oil, and this is to help support your skin barrier. And it also has jojoba and shea oil, which is to help keep your skin soft and smooth, especially after sun exposure. It also has vitamin E, which is to help replenish sun-exposed skin. And it also has something called bisabolol. It's spelled B-I-S-A-B-O-L-O-L, which is basically a soothing ingredient to help minimize irritation from the sun. So if you've been looking for a body SPF, I highly recommend this one. And I love that it's an oil, so it leaves your skin shiny and glowy, which we love, especially during the summertime. So I will be using this all vacation. And the next product that I've really been liking, and if you're someone like me who has oily, acne prone skin and you're on the hunt for a new sunscreen, girl, I got you, because I did the research for us. As someone with oily, acne prone skin, face sunscreen is one of the more difficult products for me to find and use, because a lot of sunscreens will clog my pores, will cause me to break out, and I have not been able to find a good sunscreen until now. It's the Life Tinted HueGuard Tinted Sunscreen. This is basically a 3-in-1 sunscreen, so it's a clean mineral sunscreen that hydrates and preps the skin for makeup while protecting it from harmful rays and all that. So it's a 3-in-1. It's a mineral sunscreen, it's a moisturizer, and it's a primer all in one. It has SPF 30 and it doesn't leave a white cast. And I think something like this would be perfect for when you're traveling as well. You don't have to pack a sunscreen, a moisturizer, a primer. I personally did, just because I'm extra and I like having extra products. But if you are traveling and you don't want to take a lot of products, this would be a great one because it has that 3-in-1. I've used it a few times already. I love it so far. I haven't broken out at all. It's not greasy. It goes well under makeup, which was another issue that I was having. The previous sunscreen that I was using, every single time I wore it, my skin would flake. Like I would see white flakes all over my skin, and I had exfoliated already. I exfoliated, I was moisturized. It was every single time I used it, my skin would start like peeling in a way, or there would just be a lot of like white particles and residue. So with this sunscreen, I don't experience that at all. It looks good with makeup or without makeup. It's a little bit on the pricier side in terms of sunscreens, but I personally think it's worth it. Like I said, it hasn't broken me out, and it's a 3-in-1. So really you're saving money if you think about it, but I've been loving the sunscreen. The next thing that I've been loving is the teeth whitening strips by Luminex. And this is a non-toxic certified teeth whitening strips because of their natural ingredients like dead sea salt and aloe vera. I know sometimes with teeth whitening strips, they can weaken your teeth, cause pain on your teeth and things like that. So I really have been loving these teeth whitening strips. I personally got them off of Thrive Market. I'm sure they're available on other places, maybe Amazon. I haven't checked, but I've used this a few times and my teeth are whiter, obviously, but also they don't feel weak or brittle or sore or any of the things that some other teeth whitening strips can cause. So if you've been on the hunt for a teeth whitening strip situation, highly recommend these non-toxic ones. I'll link them down below. And if I can find like an alternative place to find these, then I'll link that as well. But the last thing that I've been obsessed over, and I might be late on this, is chunky jewelry from Target, just jewelry in general from Target. Okay. Why did nobody tell me that Target had jewelry like that? I recently went on the hunt for jewelry, Zara, H&M, Forever 21, and to be completely honest, the jewelry was just not giving, okay? I wanted really nice pieces, chunky pieces, just really pretty jewelry, and I could not find anything at any of the stores. And then the other day, I went to Target, and I don't normally shop at Target for clothes or jewelry. Like, I hardly ever go into those sections, and clearly nobody told me that that's where everything's at, because I found so many cute, affordable jewelry, bags, wallets, accessories, and I'm just like, why were the girlies gatekeeping Target jewelry, Target accessories in general? Everything was like $7 and under, and they were having like a 20% off sale when I went, so I really scored on some beautiful, inexpensive, gold, chunky jewelry. If you know, you know. Okay, and I'm letting you know because no one let me know, but I'm gonna let you know in case no one did. Target has the cute jewelry. So these are just some of the things that I've been obsessing over as of lately. We touched a little bit of everything, a little bit of wellness, a little bit of self-improvement, routines, products, all the things. And anything that I talk about, I'll be sure to link below if there's anything to link. But I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I feel like this episode was a lot more fun and just chill and like things that you would share with your girlfriend. Like, and I want to do a little bit more of that with you guys. So maybe like every once in a while, we'll do these obsessions, things that I've been loving, whether it's like routines, wellness, products, things like that. So let me know what you think. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I have a flight to catch, so I gotta go. But as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.